Welcome in, latest episode of that SEC podcast. I'm your host, Michael Brennan. Go by SEC Mike on the Twitters. And there he is, everybody's favorite cousin and the best cousin at picking these damn games. Cousin Shane, what's up, brother?
Hey, buddy, what's going on?
We made it, baby. Yeah, I'll tell you what's going on, Shane. We got us one hell of a weekend here in the SEC with all these fantastic games. Cannot wait to see this action. How about you?
I'm the same way, Mike. I've told you. I've been telling you all week. It feels like a good one. Feels like a real good one. A lot of upset potentials here. I mean, we're talking about the top six here, six games. Don't roll out the bottom three. And I feel like that's going to be the case coming into Saturday. There's going to be some upset fans, going to be happy fans. But I went to the range today with Tennessee legend Distillery Brian, and we got to talking. It just feels like one of those years that we don't know. Even if you lose week two, week three, I don't think it really matters, because I feel like it's going to be back and forth all season long, and that's exactly what we signed up for, Mike. That's exactly what we want.
Absolutely. Well, hey, buddy, let me throw this. Just talk about your favorite game for about 30 seconds here.
Well, South Alabama really has – no, just kidding. Obviously, the game of the week will be the Tennessee-Georgia matchup. But I think the game that everybody is sleeping on is Vanderbilt versus South Carolina. Yes, it's not still in the storylines. Yes, it's on the SEC network, but could absolutely be one of the best games of the year. And if I were being truly honest, I would say the second closest matchup, in my opinion – is that Arkansas-Ole Miss game. I think Arkansas obviously hasn't been tested as much. Ole Miss, I mean, they went to Kentucky on the road. It was a big win, but I feel like that's another game people are not really talking about. Everybody wants to talk about Georgia and Tennessee. Everybody wants to talk about Notre Dame and A&M, but I feel like two of the games, or even Florida and LSU, those are like the three marquee games, but I think the other two are going to be just as good, if not better.
Right. And you know, the only thing, Shane, the only thing that makes these games a little bit better, a little bit sweet. If you could believe it, they can get a little bit sweeter.
Yeah.
That's by heading over to my bookie. Come on, the online sports book, and putting some money on these games. Spice it up a little. Head on over to the online sports book, my bookie. Put in that promo code SEC. When you put in an initial deposit, Shane, they got a special deal for the cousins. First wager fully guaranteed up to $500. So what does that mean? That means, let's say you put $300 on Vanderbilt and Vanderbilt wins. Boom, baby, you get to keep that money, cash out. See you later. But if Vanderbilt loses to South Carolina, they'll give you that $300 right back, so you can stay playing over at my book. You can't beat that deal. You know what?
Not with a wooden spoon, Mike.
Just speaking of wooden spoon, I don't know what that's got to do with Tennessee legend, but Tennessee legend, I love eating some good food with my wooden spoon after I've had some Tennessee legend. You know what? There you go. I did it.
Absolutely, man. Awesome. Awesome. And Georgia coming to town. So you Georgia dog fans want to go have a little Tennessee hooch, go up there on 66, grab you some, not too far off the interstate, so it's not tough to get to. If you get down there, tell them the cousin sent you. Not only are you going to get a big discount, but you're also going to get a bonus gift. Same thing if you're in Nashville. And we got a lot of cousins saying, hey, man, I got to get this stuff to my house, but I can't make it to Tennessee. How do I do that? You go to your package store, you tell them, hey, we got to get this on the shelf. And as soon as it's there, take a picture and send it to us. And maybe you'll be this week's Tennessee legend.
Oh, well, you know who's not going to be this week's Tennessee legend, Shane?
Who's that?
Daniel Dooley. Because he's a Georgia fan. So. Shout out Daniel Dooley. He's going to be the Georgia legend. Shout out Daniel. He gifted Shane Randy Melton. Randy, welcome
to the family.
Courtesy of Daniel, who better not be related to Derek.
I was just thinking.
Dooley.
Yeah. You know? Them politicians down there.
I didn't even think about that. Shout out Michael Dunlap. Gave us $5. Death taxes and kicking Vanderbilt's ass.
Pavia
don't know what he's walking into.
You may be right, man, but I don't know. It sounds like he's had you circled for a while, so you may know exactly what he's walking into.
Yeah, and I'll tell you who knows exactly what he's walking into.
The big cuz.
Legend, cousin JR has done it again.
He's back. He's JR. He's gifted. He's feeling good about this matchup, Shane. He's gifted to Matt Baker. Matt,
welcome to the family.
Courtesy of the legend JR.
Is he going to come back after Tennessee wins, you think? That's the only thing I'm afraid of. It's like Tennessee wins and then JR's gone.
Don't put that evil on us, Shane. Come on. And Liquid. He's the cousin guest picker.
Hell yeah,
Liquid. For this episode. So we'll reveal his picks here in a minute. Shane, he is gifted to Chad Finster. Chad,
welcome to the family.
All right, Shane, we got a loaded, loaded show here.
Well, Mike, it's just got a little more loaded with Steven up. Oh,
Steven up. Come on, now.
Always showing up for them boys in Tuscaloosa. It's Steven Up. Roll Hell Tide. Yeah.
Shout out Steven Up. He's gifted James Ruth, Stephen G, Tim Reynolds, Thurman Merman. What a name there. Art Hulka. Welcome to the family. Courtesy Steven Up. Steven Up, now that he's on the winning side after week two. And they're going to be winning.
Well, he figured if we can't be number one in the AP, I might as well be number one in donations. Good for you, Steven.
We appreciate you, buddy.
Hell yeah. Thank you, cuz. Appreciate all the cousins. I think we hit it at the same time. Jerry also sent one. South Carolina wins 37-17. Gamecocks get 4 sacks, 2 from Stewart. Spurs up. I love it. I absolutely love it, cuz. They're all feeling it. That's the crazy part about this Saturday. There's a lot of teams, I think, going into their game thinking they're going to win. Like, you ask South Carolina fans, they're going to win. You ask Vandy fans, they're going to win. You ask A&M fans. Oh, you stop it, you bastard. Arkansas fans, Ole Miss, I just feel like that's where we're at. We're going into a lot of games where those fan bases are just going to be so disheartened if they lose, but excited if they win.
Mm-hmm. Well, one other, Shane.
Yeah.
Great sponsor we've had for 5 years now, Prize Picks. Go check them out. PrizePicks.com. Put in that promo code SEC. You play 5, you get 50 over at Prize Picks. And it's daily fantasy.
Yeah.
We love Prize Picks because they feature college football. So you ready for my Prize Picks selections?
Let's hear it, Mike. Let's hear it.
Now, here's the dangerous part of these, Shane. I'm always afraid it's going to tip my picks. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I got to give out the best prize picks I can. So
yes.
I'm going DJ Lagway, half a passing touchdown over LSU. Give me the more than.
Ooh.
But so here's the trick. So I'm not trying to lose our LSU people.
Yeah.
He's also got half an interception.
Mm-hmm.
Give me the more than. So I think he's going to throw a touchdown. I think he's going to throw an interception. I feel like those are safe bets on the road at LSU. And I feel like that doesn't tip my hand whatsoever.
No, very possible, too. I like these low ones, you know?
Yeah.
Sometimes you get carried away and you're like, you got to have 30 points in a game or something like that. It's like, no, give me one touchdown. That's all I need. I mean, it could be, you may be down 4 scores. Not saying Florida's going to be down 4 scores, but you get that last one, guess what? You're a winner. So everybody wins when you play Prize Picks.
And then I also like Marcel Reed. His is half a touchdown. Come on, Shade. He's got seven.
Just passing only?
Just passing.
Okay.
So he does have to throw it, but he's got Casey Concepcion.
Uh-huh.
He's got, the badass there, transfer from Mississippi State, Mario Craver. He's got all kinds of weapons to work with. He's playing Notre Dame. Give me Marcel Reed more than a passing touchdown.
Yeah.
And same deal with Diego, brother. I know Carolina's feeling cocky going into this game, but he's got 5 passing touchdowns. He just needs a one. Not saying Vanderbilt wins. I'm saying Diego gives you a passing touchdown, probably to Eli Stowers, if I had to guess. And then last one I got on the prize pick, Shane.
Yeah.
My guy, he's heating up. Ty Simpson. Now, this is a high number.
Yeah.
I think last week Bama was more of what Bama really is. 247 passing yards against Wisconsin. So can he get to 250? I say, yeah, he can probably get there in the first half. Give me Ty Simpson more than 247 passing yards.
Oh, man, I hope that steel curtain doesn't show up for Wisconsin. We may be in trouble, but that's a lot of yards, Mike. That, see, these are the bets that I'm a little leery on just because it takes a long time to get there. And you know if Bama's up three scores, all of a sudden we got a backup quarterback, which they've been kind of touting this week, then I'd be a little upset. So I'm going to go under on that one.
Okay, okay, I got you. Hey, shout out before we get to the weather report, Shane.
Yes?
Cousin Rick, the Big legend. Rick. He's, man, he's been looking at Notre Dame for about 3 months now.
Yeah, he has.
It's Texas A&M's biggest fan, Cousin Rick. Gig'em, Aggies.
Thank you, Rick. Aggies are about to steal the Leprechaun's pot of gold. Beat the hell out of Notre Dame and the little guy in green tights. Gig'em. Thank you, Rick. We appreciate
Thank you,
buddy.
Rick. Really do appreciate it. Big so game. Big that, game.
That's one of my favorites of the week, Shane. You know what?
Oh, and I've been listening to him. Notre Dame ain't scared. Notre Dame is not scared. I've listened to the players talk, the coaches talk. I've listened to media up there. I've been listening to some of their podcasts, total garbage. But I'm telling you right now, these guys are not even thinking about this week. This is just finally we get a home game to get the season started. Let's go ahead and get these guys over with. Just saying. Just saying. That's the vibes I'm picking up from up north.
Right. And I'm a big fan, Shane, of Shane Gillis, the comedian.
Yeah. Yes.
Hate his ass this week. You know what I'm saying? Get him out of here, that bastard. All right, so before we get into it,
yeah,
week three weather report, and shout out our great cousin, Cousin James Bryant. Shane, I cannot recommend his content enough for the cousins. Meteorologist James Bryant on the Facebook. He's got over 100,000 Facebook followers. KATV James on Twitter. Yes. And he's got a special message here. He just had a baby girl, baby Blair. Shout out to James and his wife for having their second child. Shane, he is having a second child, and he's still putting out these videos for us. So cannot thank him enough.
And
you know what?
They've been through so much. So thanks for all the cousins that have reached out, kept him in thoughts and prayers. I know he's been in ours, and just pray everything keeps going the right way for that beautiful family.
Yes, sir. So, shout out, Cousin James. Here's the Week 3 SEC weather report.
Well, here we are, Week 3 of the football season, and the weather's going to be pretty good. I think some of you are going to need sunscreen for those day games, but overall, pretty good weekend. We had our daughter last Friday morning. We've been in the hospital now 7 days. We got home just a couple of days ago, but we're going back and forth as our daughter is still in the NICU, and it looks like she may be coming home with us here in the next 4 or 5 days, so it might be another week of watching some college football from a hospital room for me. As we look around the conference this weekend, again, there's going to be some hot games. The temperatures are coming back after a pretty good first 2 weekends. We're going to go window by window. This is going to be pretty quick. I've been pretty disconnected from sports and weather world, but I did get to glance at things this morning. That 12 Eastern window, it's Wisconsin and Alabama and Tuscaloosa will have upper 80s. So it'll be sunny with a high of 92. And then in Oklahoma at Temple, that's in Philadelphia, much better weather up there that far north. 75 at kickoff, sunny with a high of 81. 12:45 Eastern, you've got South Alabama at Auburn. It'll be 85 at kickoff for that one with a high of 87. It will be sunny. On to the afternoon window, the big one, Georgia at Tennessee in Knoxville. Very nice, 85 for the high with a calm wind. It'll be sunny there as well. And then you get Louisiana at Missouri and Columbia. I feel like Missouri hasn't left the state for a while now, and I don't think they're going to over the next few weeks either. It's going to be hot, though. 96 in Columbia, sunny with light wind. Down in Austin at 4:15 Eastern, a little hotter. The high will be 97. That temp will drop after sunset, but it will be hot and sunny down there. As you get into the night window, it'll be a little bit nicer as soon as the sun sets at most locations. Alcorn State at Mississippi State, the high is 91, so hot for tailgating. The temp will drop into the 80s after sunset. Up the road in Oxford, Arkansas at Ole Miss. It'll be warm, but it'll be 86 at kickoff. That temperature will fall to the mid-70s during the game, so very comfortable in Oxford for a big SEC matchup, two teams that, you know, this game can really define the season, whichever team can start 3-0. 7:30 Eastern, this is going to be Florida at LSU, and that's in Baton Rouge. 94 for the high during tailgating. 87 at kickoff. It will be 80 by the end of the game. And then a big out-of-conference matchup, A&M at Notre Dame. That's in South Bend. 20% chance of showers and storms. It's really the only game that we have that has a chance for rain. It's low, not zero. It'll be 82 at kickoff and 74 by the end of the game there. Eastern Michigan goes to Kentucky. That's in Lexington. It'll be 81 at kickoff, 74 by the end of the game. And then the big sleeper matchup, which really intrigues me this week, is Vanderbilt at South Carolina. That is at 7:45 Eastern. It'll be 75 at kickoff, 71 by the end of the game. And this game, to me, tells us a lot. Is Vanderbilt still Vanderbilt, or is this new version where they're really competitive? And, I mean, they blew the doors off Virginia Tech last week, which is incredible. And so this is my pick of the week. I think Vanderbilt goes in and beats South Carolina. Now, I don't think that means South Carolina is going to have a bad year. I think as South Carolina gets it together, they're still going to go on to have some huge wins. But I think this is our early season surprise. Vanderbilt beats South Carolina on Saturday night. And again, very good weather for that game. I love South Carolina's home field advantage. So maybe I'm not giving them enough credit for that home field night environment. But that's my pick of the week. Hopefully by this time next week, I've got a tiny little baby girl here at home with me. Let's have a good weekend. A lot of good games.
All right. Shout out Cousin James and Cousin Baby Blair over there.
Heck yeah.
Shade, that's fantastic. Hopefully she gets home. Hopefully she's home already. You know what? But I asked Cousin James to, because last week, if you recall, I don't know if the cousins remember, he predicted the upset, Mississippi State beating Arizona State. So I said, hey, if you want to give us a prediction every week, please feel free to do it. So I love to see he's on the Vandy train here. You know what?
Weatherman don't miss. You know, the weatherman doesn't miss. I thought there was a pretty funny comment Benny posted here earlier, and I'll see. I want to find it real quick. But basically what he said is, does Shane ever get jealous of his flowing locks of hair, you know? And I'm like, I was just thinking right when he posted, I was like, damn, James got some good hair right there, you know? So enjoy it, cuz. Hey, but you know what else we enjoy, Mike?
What's that?
Family growing. And that's what we got here. Brandon gifted a membership to Eric Fountain. Eric, welcome to the family. Courtesy of Brandon Norwood. We also got a new family member, Razorback 69. Come on in. Walter's fine. Razorback, welcome to the family. Appreciate you, cousins. Let's see. Did I miss another one? There's so many greens.
Yeah,
so
Austin just came in.
Yeah, Austin. Look at big Austin coming through here. Austin gifting a membership to Andy Costello. Andy, welcome to the family. Is that like a famous person? Andy Costello? That sounds like a famous person. I don't know. Maybe I just welcome. Andy, you got a fancy
family
name.
I love it.
Shane nailed that segue. Thank you. Thank you, Liquid. I thought I did too. Now I'm messing up. Brandon! Welcome. Oh, wait, no, shit.
He's gifted.
He's already gifted. Okay, now I'm butchering that segue. This one's going to Chris. Chris, welcome to the family. Abbott and Costello, that's what it was. Okay, yeah, I was way off.
You were close.
Yeah, I was kind of close.
The same thing. All right, Shane, let's get into the picks here. So many games. Not as many as the last couple, thank goodness, because we got some conference games. But let's start with the one game that is, we don't have a point spread for, FCS opponent, Alcorn State at Mississippi State, Shane. 6 o'clock Eastern, 5 Central, ESPN and SEC Network, plus Mississippi State coming off the big win over Arizona State, 24-20. Alcorn, Shane, they're 0-2.
Oh, yeah.
No, not a good team. That means they're going to get whooped. How bad is Mississippi State going to beat this damn team?
Oh, they're going to get another L this week, Mike. Oh, 0-3 Alcorn coming in. But I do think that there's a little bit of a letdown here. There's going to be some sluggish play. I feel like a couple 3-and-outs. Don't be surprised if Alcorn State doesn't get a score or two. I don't think it's a pretty game just because of it's just natural, right? But I never think that it is a game. Yeah. Give me Mississippi State 38, Alcorn State 13.
Oh, 38-13.
Yeah, 38-13. I didn't say it's pretty, but it's a win.
All right,
25 points.
I would buy that if it was, if this was a, you know, like a G5.
Yeah.
This is an 0-2 FCS. And they ain't got Air McNair. May he rest in peace. Not on this team. Not on this one, Shane. This is Mississippi State, red hot. They're feeling themselves. I get it. There probably will be. You're right. There is a little bit of a letdown.
Yeah.
But letdown still. 48-0. Mississippi State cruising to 3-0. Time to give Mississippi State some love. Give them some respect. Put some respect on that name, Shane. And hopefully Alcorn didn't play Jingle Bells during practice, because Mississippi State takes offense to that, I hear.
Sven says 144-3.
All right. Well, hey, it better be that here, Shane. Shout out Kentucky. Kentucky hosting Eastern Michigan. Now, we do got point spreads for the rest of these games. Kentucky, 24.5 point favorite. Over-unders, 47.5. 7:30 Eastern, 6:30 Central on ESPNU. Who the you got winning this one?
Thought last week was bad, Mike. I feel like this is another one. I think you have to pay to watch this game. I don't know. You may have to. I don't feel like it's close past the second half, but I do think there's some moments in this game that we're still pissed off at the coaching staff. We're still pissed off about the play calling. There's going to be something we'll be upset about. I won't be upset about the defense, but defense can't win the game. They're going to have to get some points on there. And Kentucky does, but it's only 28. 28, Kentucky, Eastern Michigan, 17.
Ooh. Well, yeah. I don't know if this is good or bad, Shane, but Zach Calzada is not going to play is what I'm hearing.
He did play last week.
Well, he did, but he didn't. This would be Cutter Bowley.
Yeah.
Who... I don't understand why, but I was listening to our buddies, 11 personnel, Adam Luckett and Nick Roush, of course. You know, they said the plan was to have this guy sit for 2 years and play year three. So this is going against the plan, but we saw him last year and I thought he looked like the best quarterback they had on the roster. So this could be an upgrade for old Kentucky, but he could be rusty too, Shane. I don't know if you caught this, Eastern Michigan last week. You know who they played last week?
No.
Any idea?
No idea. Western Michigan?
Long Island, who Florida beat 55-0.
Yeah.
They lost to Long Island Saints. So Kentucky's winning this one. But I'm 100% with you, buddy. I got Kentucky 24, Eastern Michigan 13.
Okay, so you got a close one too. Yeah. Watch them just blow them out, 42-0. Come on, Stoops. Do something. It's like a meme with a stick. Just do something already.
Yeah. Well, you know who did something?
Who's that?
Bence, Dance, and Beatdowns.
Damn. Come on now. Welcome to the family. You're going to fit right in. I'm trying to think all the Dents and Bence I put into stuff. You know?
Hey, how about this one, Shade? Shout out. Them red hot Sooners playing at Temple. Remember, they're in Philly. They're on the road. Number 13, Oklahoma, 23.5 point favorite on the road at Temple. Over-unders, 52.5 points. Noon Eastern, 11 o'clock Central, ESPN2. I don't know if you know this, Shane. Temple's 2-0. 2-0 on the season, beat UMass, which I think they're in the SEC based on how many games they play down here. And they beat Howard. So, again, 2-0, but maybe a little deceiving 2-0. Oklahoma at Temple, who you got?
Who do I got? I got them Oklahoma Sooners. I ain't going to beat around the bush. I mean, they're going to go up there and whoop up on this high school team. You know what I'm saying? I do think that this is, I've said it all week, I feel like this is a perfect time. I know it sounds stupid, but I think it's a perfect time to get on the road and go to this Temple game. It's an opportunity for this team to get even better. I feel like there was a little bit of chemistry issues the first 2 weeks, and then you've seen that all over the SEC. But I feel like getting this band on the road is going to be perfect for them. Never going to be a football game here. I think the John Mateer hype train, Heisman, Candace, all that, all the H's that you could think of is going to be kicking off after this football game. So give me Oklahoma 41, Temple 10. They get a late score.
Should it be 41-10? I think so.
Yeah.
Will it be? I think not, Shane. Uh-oh. I think not. After the big win, hangover. I'm seeing a lot of hangovers.
Yeah.
Shout out the morning SEC hangover. You're going to have a lot of hangovers to talk about next week, Shane, because I sense there's hangovers coming in the SEC, and I think this is the first one. Early game, on the road. Yeah, I agree. Sooners are going to win and win comfortably.
Yeah.
I don't think they cover the spread, buddy.
What?
Give me Oklahoma 27, Temple 10. So can Oklahoma run the ball effectively? We've not seen it. Are they going to what does their running game look like if it's not John Mateer?
Yeah.
And are you telling John Mateer, okay, you have run 15 times against Temple? I mean, he can, but
yeah.
I don't know about you. I'm saving his ass for Auburn next week. I'm telling him, don't take any hits that are unnecessary. You took too many last week. Don't take any here. We're still kind of developing on the offensive side of the football. Again, should they crush Temple? Yes. Will they? They could. But I think there's a big hangover effect up in Norman on the practice field. So give me again, Oklahoma 27, Temple 10. Easy win, but not a cover.
Oki says, horseshit, Mike. I take my $5 back.
Too late. It's ours now. You know what?
Oh shit. No, this ain't a game, man. This is one of those that you're going to look at the drive chart and it's going to be touchdown, 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 touchdown. I feel like four series, four touchdowns. The game's just at hand at that moment. And
which it wasn't against Illinois State.
Well, this is a better football team now, Mike. That's
Temple's
progression
too.
Huh?
Temple's a lot better than Illinois State.
We got two different drive charts here, man. This is my world. You're living in my world. You can sit over there and call hangovers and upsets and all that stuff. I'm telling you right now, Oklahoma is going to come out here and destroy this football team.
Okay. You said that last week about Michigan, too.
No, I did. I said they beat Michigan.
You said they scored like 40 points and rushed for 300 yards.
You see, I was one week too late, early.
Well, hey, they better be locked in for this one, though. Coming up, Shane, Auburn. Well, we'll have a lot of time to talk about them. But Auburn's got South Alabama, Shane, first at Auburn. Number 24, Auburn, 24.5-point favorite are them Tigers. Over-under, 54.5. 12:45 Eastern, 11:45 Central on the SEC Network. Who you got? South Alabama at Auburn.
I don't know if it's the Auburn effect, the Hugh Freeze effect, the Jackson Arnold effect, but I go into some of these top games thinking the worst. You know, that what if old Auburn shows up and this is a close one? You know, I do worry a little bit about this one because there may be a little look ahead with Auburn here. South Alabama is a good football team. It's a lot better than Ball State, but you get caught looking ahead to Oklahoma, A&M, Georgia. I mean, look at that slate of games. Worries me a little bit. I'm not afraid that Auburn's going to lose it because I think this defense isn't getting talked about enough. They're going to keep them in this game the entire time. But I feel like there's going to be still some early mistakes on the offensive side of the ball. So Auburn wins, but I don't have them. That spread's just a little too rich for my blood. So give me Auburn 27, South Alabama 7.
At
27-7. You're probably right, Mike. You're probably right. But I don't know. I've watched too many damn upsetting games for the Auburn Tigers, and I want to say they're ready, they're back, but I'm not ready to commit that they destroy teams they should and beat teams that are close. We're getting closer, but I don't think we're quite there yet.
Maybe you haven't watched my Auburn Tigers this year, Shane, because they're just whooping people's ass. Jackson Arnold's getting locked in. One week we're running the ball like gangbusters, the next we're throwing like gangbusters. Defense only allowed like 60 yards last week to Ball State. So, no, I think you're dead wrong. I think Auburn's locked in. I think they're looking ahead to Oklahoma to the Jackson Arnold revenge game, brother. Give me Auburn 54, South Alabama 2. They block an extra point, return it for 2 points. That's how they score. Defense is giving a shutout here against South Alabama.
So what is this? This is 12:45, you said? TBS? Yeah.
Yes.
Is that what it was on?
SEC Network.
Yeah, okay. Oxygen Network.
I'll tell you who needs some oxygen,
Who's
Shane.
That, me?
No, that's Missouri. Because, man, they have a thriller last weekend whooping Kansas ass. Uh-huh. Now they face Louisiana Lafayette, number 25 Missouri, favored by 27.5. Now, this game moved up, Shane. It was supposed to be a 3:30 Eastern, 2:30 Central. They moved it to 1 Eastern, noon Central because of extreme heat. So it's going to be a hot one, brother. I thought we were done with these hot-ass games. I guess not. Over-unders, 47.5 points. Louisiana's without their starting quarterback. I'm not laughing at injuries. But again, I'm just making note of it. So who do you like in this one? Lafayette at Mizzou.
Apologies for him and his family. That was inappropriate laughter.
He's a former SEC quarterback. Come on, no, Walker Howard.
I was just thinking, man, like, you need all hands on deck, and you're like, I'm not going to have a quarterback. They're just bringing up some of that Cajun heat with them. But, Mike, this one here, you always, like, you talk about that little bit of a hangover effect, a little bit of look-ahead effect, but I don't think that's the case here, Mike. Similar to what I said about Oklahoma earlier, I feel like this team's hitting on all cylinders, and they love making their fans happy. And I feel like this is one of those, let's pour it on. Let's let some people, we're finally in the top 25. Some AP voters got their heads out of the ass, put them in here, and now I feel like this is their time to shine. Pad them stats. We're going to be talking Bo after this game. Give me big one here. Mizzou 45, Louisiana 14.
I wish I had a hangover button for this week, Shane, because I feel another hangover coming here in the SEC. I don't know how you could see it any other way. Of course, you know, we've only seen 2 weeks of play, but we've essentially seen, I'd say two-thirds of the conference have a hangover performance.
Yeah.
This is going to be Missouri's hangover performance. So it's hot. They're moving the kickoff. You think they're going to want to spend a ton of time? I mean, they literally move kickoff because of extreme heat. They're going to want to get in here, get the hell out of here, get with a win. The Louisiana's never going to be a factor in this game. Hell, they're out of without their quarterback, which cracks up Shane. Give me Missouri 30, Louisiana 6. So I like Louisiana and the points. Because I think this is going to be low scoring. I think it's going to be a quick game. Run it out. Just run all over these bastards. 30-6. Missouri wins easy, but they don't cover.
Okay.
Laugh at that, you son of a... All right. How about this one, Shane? Your boy. Well, really, Stephen's boy. Texas. Mighty Texas. Number 7 in the country. Favored. Over UTEP by 40.5 points, over under 52.5, 4:15 Eastern, 3:15 Central on the SEC Network. How bad is them Longhorns going to whoop this team's ass?
Oh, man. Is Arch playing? I know he's banged up, but is he going to be in this game?
He's shitting himself on the field, I think.
Hey, man, I felt like last week was a get-right game. Obviously, there were still some mistakes being made, but this is a process. I really do feel like this is a good football team on both sides of football, especially that defense, but it's the offense. That's the concern. That's what we all are interested in, and I feel like this is a classic, we're going to have some firework kind of game, you know? You're going to get your money's worth if you watch the UTEP. If you like scoring, you're going to like this one. I think you said it was 52.5, right?
Yeah,
Well, I got Texas getting 52 of them and UTEP 0. Come on, let's get a shutout for them Longhorns.
Yeah, I think it could happen, Shane. I really do.
Yeah.
But I'm giving UTEP 6. So they get lucky somehow. I don't know. A couple field goals. I don't know. But
How many first downs does UTEP have in this game?
Give them 7.
7. Okay. I was thinking 3. And I'd say 4. Give them 4.
How about this, though? I saw the statistic. Let me look it up real quick, dude, so I can get it perfectly. I mean, I can't believe this. This is going to blow your damn mind.
Uh-huh.
Of course, I know it's just been 2 games, right?
Yeah.
But Texas on third down this season, they've only converted 1 third down of more than 4 yards.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that damn crazy?
That is crazy.
With freaking Arch Manning, Steve Sarkisian, all these great receivers that everybody wants. They got they're too deep at running back. I know their offensive line's a little bit of a work in progress, but they're all damn five stars.
Yeah.
To not be able to convert on third and four just one time this year, that's wild to me. So we got to start getting this shit solved.
Yeah.
Before we anoint this damn team, and that'll be something that I'll be looking at. Of course, they may not have many third and longs in this game, but if they do, I want to see them converted. That's going to be a key. I was just say all that because that's the only interesting thing I could find with this game. Give me Texas 45. Give me UTEP 6. So I got UTEP covering, Shane.
Yeah.
I'm not giving Texas any more benefit of the doubt that they can just cover 50 points every week till they actually do it. So easy win, but I like UTEP for a 1-point cover here.
Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me if it's one of them 63-0 games. This isn't going to be. I mean, it'll be fun to watch, but after a while, it will not be. Let's get some backups in here.
Well, speaking of back up. I put this right here just for you, Sharkeesian. Shout out our friends over at Hello Tushy, Shane. This week, cousins, you want to get yourself 10% off over at Tushy, hellotushy.com. Get you a bidet so that Steve Sarkeesian, man, there's no camera in it. I can guarantee you that I've inspected mine. But I'll tell you, Shane, as each passing day comes, I look forward to going in there and using my Hello Tushy, hellotushy.com, promo code THATSEC for 10% off your full order. Put a camera in there, Sharkeesian, whatever your name is. I don't mind one bit because I'm enjoying myself now that I got a tushy. You know what?
I don't know because I don't have the camera, but I'll take your word for it, Mike. I do think that this is a fantastic gift, and you can't go wrong. Christmas right around the corner. You want to be you want to try something unique? Give mom and dad. This is it right here. Tushy promo code that SEC.
I'm telling you, Shane, hook it up. It'll change your life. 10% off that SEC. All right, Shane, how about this one?
Yeah,
I know you're excited about this. Alabama hosting Wisconsin, number 9, Alabama. They righted the ship. They're 20.5-point favorites. Over-under is 46.5. Noon Eastern, 11 a.m. Central. Nationally televised. Why is this nationally televised? I don't know, but I don't care, Shane. It's always good to get more eyes on a Big Ten beatdown. How bad is Alabama going to whoop that Badger ass?
Pretty bad. Alabama doesn't lose to Wisconsin. You know, I don't know what the Wincipedia is, but I would imagine there's been zero games won by Wisconsin. There will continue to be zero games won. This is going to be all tied. And I feel like this is a big game, Mike. Nobody watched Alabama last week. And yes, the fans did. They're excited about the new football team we got to see, but no one outside of Tuscaloosa got to see that performance. There'll be a lot more eyes on this Wisconsin game. So if you really don't want to be judged or blamed for week one travesty, I feel like you got to come out here all cylinders firing off, Mike. But unfortunately, I don't think Bama's all the way back. I think this is kind of a sloppy game at first. I do like Bama to win it, but I don't like them to cover. Give me Bama 35, Wisconsin 17.
Wait, don't laugh, Shane. Hold on. Wisconsin's starting quarterbacks. So can they really score that many points? I ain't buying it, Shane. I ain't buying it. I think Alabama's back. I think being a national laughing stock have locked them in. I think, given that they have a bye week after this, I don't think they're going to be looking ahead to Georgia because that's several weeks out. Mm-hmm. I think this is more about Ty Simpson getting more comfortable in the offense. Ryan Williams, they say, is going to be back for this one. So that's just another weapon. And hell, they look better without him, quite frankly, last week. So, maybe there's some pressure on him to get back and start performing, unlike the Florida State game. Jeremy Bernard is the most productive receiver, I think, right now in the conference. So I say all that, Shane, to say Bama rolls. This one's for Steven up. Alabama 48, Wisconsin 10. Buddy, this is I damn near locked this thing, but I didn't want to curse Alabama. So Alabama rolls, Crimson Tide. They're going to go into Georgia with some big-time momentum.
It's a big game. It is a big get-right game, man. Kalen, we talk about pressure coming into it. Kalen, He's not in the spotlight anymore, thanks to Billy Napier. But man, he is not. He's in the shadows over there, lurking for that number one spot.
Well, speaking of old Billy Boy Shade, let's get into the SEC action. Florida at number three, LSU favored by 7.5 points. The over under 47.5. 7:30 Eastern, 6:30 Central on ABC. Quick little injury update, Shane. Old Brian Kelly, family. He just announced center Braylon Moore, he will play. So that's great news for the Tigers. Sounds like their tight end, Tredez Green, will not play. Mm-hmm. And Florida is getting back Caleb Banks, big-time defensive lineman. He has not played at all this season. So good injuries news for both LSU and Florida on the line of scrimmage. Who do you like in this epic Southeastern Conference showdown?
Who do I like, Mike? I tell you, the fun thing about this game, I don't want to say fun, but let me just tell you thought process in this game. If you would have asked me last Sunday, I would have said LSU by 30, right? And then it gets closer and closer, and I get to thinking about this game, and I'm like, maybe I'm being too hard on Billy Napier and the Florida Gators. Maybe Kelly was right. He just needed some more time, and they did beat him last year. But then you're like, well, it's at Death Valley. So I go back and forth. I mean, on my list, this went from my lock of the week to my Morristown Honda to back and forth and back and forth, because that's exactly what happens every time these two teams face. It's like you could just throw the record books right out, Mike. It does not matter. These football teams always play each other well. Doesn't matter if it's in the swamp. Doesn't matter if it's in Death Valley. And I think that's exactly what's going to happen here. This is going to be one of those damn brawls. And it may be what LSU needs. It may be what Florida needs to get back in the boat, you know, back in good graces down there. But I've got to pick a winner. And I think the last possession belongs to the LSU Tigers. Give me LSU 28, Florida Gators 20.
Would it really surprise you, though, if Florida pulled off a crazy miracle here? And I wouldn't even call it a miracle, but just it would be an upset. But it wouldn't really surprise me, would it? Would it surprise you?
No, I just feel like after last week, I just – what if, you know, what if it was a one-off for Florida? You know, what if DJ does take that step back and he looks like he did in 2024 or Nuss gets exposed like he did at College Station? You like play all these old games in your head and you're trying to figure out what it's going to look like on the football field. So, no, it would not blow my mind if Florida wins this thing.
Mm-hmm. We got to get back to the ground game.
Yeah.
That's what we got to do if we're Florida. This has got to be a Jaden Ball special.
Yeah.
Give it big, beautiful running back, 25 to 30 carries. Make them stop him instead of what we did last week and let him go gangbusters and then just forget about him for the rest of the game. You know what I mean? So that's what I want to see. Billy's offense is predicated on running the football and play action. Where the hell's that play action? Let me see it this week. That's going to be critical. LSU defense heating up. I think the defense is legit. I'm still kind of concerned a little bit about their offense. And not necessarily Garrett Nussmeier, but some of these receivers. Aaron Anderson's awesome. The rest of them, I don't know. I'm a little wary of old LSU's weapons. And not having Tredez Green, I think that's, you know, he's a matchup nightmare on the outside. So getting Caleb Banks back for Florida, I think – he'll go right into the weakness of that LSU offensive line. So that's an edge to Florida. Florida, LSU, they hate each other. Boy, do they hate each other. So, yeah, I think this is back and forth, back and forth. If only it wasn't in Tiger Stadium at night, Shane. So give me LSU 24. Give me Florida 21. This game comes down to a field goal late in the fourth quarter. LSU rolls on, and we'll be sitting here next week. Hey, Billy and Florida, they're looking better. You just got to give them another week to see what they can do. But, I think they're going to impress Impressing a loss. That's kind of the Billy way. You know
Is
what?
That it? That's where
Look
we're
at
it
a loss.
Yeah, we're back.
All right, how about this one, Shane? Oh, man. Oh, man. We go from one game that may be a slog to one that could be nothing but fireworks. Come on, Arkansas at number 17, Ole Miss favorite by 7.5 points, the over-under, 61.5 points, 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 Central on ESPN. And, buddy, I can't figure out. This quarterback situation, Shane Austin Simmons, they listed him as probable.
Uh-huh.
I've heard some Ole Miss insiders say, hey, I don't think he's going to play. So, I don't know. I don't know. I'm assuming he's good. I'm assuming Lane Kiffin ain't lying about the injury report. So I expect Austin Simmons to play. I expect Daylon Green to look like a million bucks.
Yeah.
But what are you expecting in this one?
Tough one. And it's tough because you get so excited about what Taylen Green has done for Arkansas. At least I do. I watch this offense. I said, man, Bobby P's cooking over there, man. And then you turn on an Ole Miss game. It's been kind of up and down and mistakes here, mistakes there. They're just not hitting on all cylinders. And I'm like, but it's Ole Miss. It's Lane Kiffin. There's no doubt in my mind they're going to field a good football team, a great, potentially great football team. I mean, there's some people that still think Ole Miss could be a college football playoff squad, and I can't say they won't be. I just feel like they have had some tremendous growing pains here the first 2 weeks, but they're 2-0, Mike. They're absolutely 2-0, you look at Arkansas, they've not really – have they played it? Maybe they just played a lot of cupcakes, you know? Maybe they get exposed here. But I just – if it were in Arkansas, I'd probably lean a little more Razorback here because those fans are feeling it. But it's not. It's down in Oxford. And because that, I was – maybe it's because I picked the baby blue shirt. I don't know what it is, Mike. But I have to give – I have to give Arkansas the edge. Give me Arkansas 35, Ole Miss 34, Morristown Honda. It's going to be a close football game, and I think it comes down to the better quarterback, and right now I think Arkansas has it. So, first upset of the day.
Oh, well. Yeah, you confused the hell out of me. I thought you were saying Ole Miss. Now you're saying Arkansas. Okay, yeah. So
Arkansas. I'm always trying to get you, man. I'm just trying to.
You got me. You got me on that one.
Don't get me wrong. I love a few things with Ole Miss. I don't know what Austin Simmons' deal is. If he's there, if he's not there. Honestly, I don't know if that's a good or bad thing right now because Austin has shown some great things, but he's also shown some boneheaded mistakes. I do like the running game they have. I feel like that I'd give them the edge there. Arkansas, I can't really – it's the defense on Ole Miss that I enjoy more than Arkansas's defense. So I'm kind of going pros and cons, but – for me, it was just Taylen Green brings so much to the table, and the fact they're getting him early in the season, I feel like Taylen's as healthy as he's ever been, knock on wood, and a healthy Taylen with these receivers emerging could be a fun show here. Ole Miss is going to be tested big time.
Wait, yeah, so I think you've confused everyone now. So you locked it and Morristown Honda'd it?
Oh, not locked. I'm sorry. Morristown Honda, not a lock. Not a lock, sorry. No. Okay. The lock's later. It's coming. My bad. All right. Maybe it's my fault.
Well, you said a lot there, Shay. You know, one name you didn't mention?
Yeah. What?
I think there could be a narrative at the end of this game that this guy could be the most underrated running back in the Southeastern Conference. And am I talking about Kywin Lacy, who currently leads the SEC with 246 rushing yards? I am not, Shane. I'm talking Arkansas's Mike Washington, who, Shane, I don't know if you're aware, he's averaging 10.8 yards per carry. Give this guy the rock. I think this could be a break. Everyone's talking Taylen Green. I'm right there with you. I got him number one in the quarterback power rankings. But the guy that I think is going to, you know, he needs a Robin to Taylen Green's Batman. You know what I mean? So I think that's Mike Washington in this game. I think Bobby Petrino cooks up something special. I think this is going to be a weird, wacky game. I'm still not quite sure what to make of Ole Miss defense. Again, we all get enamored with Kiffin and, Jackson Dart, first round quarterback. But it was that defense that was leading the way. last year. And they kind of clamped down against Kentucky. But was that them clamping down?
Yeah.
Or was that the Calzada being Calzada? I don't know. But I think we'll find out by the end of Saturday, Shane. So I'm kind of I'm kind of disappointed that you picked it up, said here, because it's a double cousin curse, buddy. Give me Arkansas 35, Ole Miss 28. I'm totally cooled on Ole Miss, cooled on Austin Simmons. I don't think he's got it. I think it's a back and forth type game, but Talen Green, I think he's starting to emerge, Shane, as a national Heisman contender. They ain't going to give him the Heisman for this one, but I think this will start the buzz that Arkansas's got them a special, special quarterback and quite possibly the best quarterback in the country. He's got to prove it all Saturday on the road in the Southeastern Conference. Easier said than done, but I think he does it.
Well, Mike says it best, and Arkansas is screwed. When you cursed it, I knew it. I was like, don't you do it, Mike. Don't you do it. You are probably right. And Mike, on a scale of 1 to 10, mm-hmm. like how 10 being like super confident, how confident are you that Arkansas wins this game?
9.5.
Damn, that confident. I was thinking more like 7, but now it's 4.
All right. Well, how about this one, Shane? Let's see how confident you are about this one, buddy. Vanderbilt, your most hated of teams, apparently, at South Carolina, number 11, Carolina. Carolina's only, Shane, a 3.5-point favorite. What? Over under 49.5 total points, 7:45 Eastern, 6:45 Central on the SEC Network. South Carolina, Shane, has owned this rivalry 16 in a row.
That's right.
Did they make it lucky number 17?
You know, it's funny. I spent probably 30 minutes today looking at what was going on back in 2008. You know, I'm just trying to think what was life like, you know, when Vanderbilt last won in this series, which the housing market kind of hit. So, you know, and I will say this, man. I'm a little worried about South Carolina. I know they're sitting there at the 11 spot and they think their shit don't stink, and Shane Beamer's wall's not as full as it used to be this time last year, you know. But I feel like he needs a little ammunition, don't he? I feel like he needs the little fire. And Vanderbilt is a football team no Gamecock is afraid of. Why? Because they owned him last week or last year. And there wasn't a lot of teams that just kind of pushed around Vanderbilt. South Carolina did that last year with a tremendous defense and, you know, the emergence of Lenore Sellers. It was just, I think they feel like they're just going to do it again. And now it's at home. And I'm telling you right now, these Vanderbilt Commodores are playing some damn good football. I feel like this is a better football team than it was last year. I think Pavia is a lot better than he was last season. I think he's even got more weapons. I mean, every time I look up, there's a new guy catching a football. So, yeah, this is a tough, tough football game, and you cannot overlook them. And I would not be surprised if Vanderbilt doesn't win this thing. I this is another one of those that I went back and forth, back and forth. I had Morristown Honda on this one just for a minute, but I think at William Bryce Stadium, there's no reason South Carolina can't beat this football team. So mainly for home field advantage, and fans, you got to get there. You got to rock, man. We're going to need to create chaos and get Vanderbilt off their game. And if you do that, I feel like South Carolina can win 28, Vanderbilt 21. Going to be a close game.
Ooh, very close. Go. Diego's coming for you, Shane.
He can circle it next year when he gets another year after his lawsuit.
Yeah. I mean, hell, could South Carolina score that many points? I mean, I think that's a legitimate concern going into this matchup. You know what?
Just keep the punt return out there the whole time, you know?
when I did the quarterback rankings.
Yeah.
I apologize. I can't remember the cousin's name, but he said, hey, Beamer, he has screwed Lenoris with this offensive line.
Yeah.
And it got me thinking, hell, remember the last time, even though I was doubting his ass, Spencer Rattler, he looked like $1 million his senior year.
Mm-hmm.
What was the problem? The offensive line. Remember, he got sacked like 10 times in the opener against Carolina.
Yeah.
North Carolina, that is. So, you know, I'm sensing a common theme here, Shane. Common theme. You can't. It don't matter how good your quarterback is if you can't protect him.
Yeah.
So that's going to be critical in this matchup. Very, very critical. South Carolina has allowed 12 tackles for loss. That's number 85 nationally. So that's going to be something to watch in this game. Vanderbilt's only allowed 2 tackles for loss, for reference. And they have essentially the same resume. I know, you know, they played Virginia Tech, and then they each mm-hmm. traded in FCS. So I think it's a fair comparison to make. But, yeah, I mean, again, if you can remove preseason takes and bias and things of that nature, there's no doubt which quarterback, which offense is playing well in this game, and it's not South Carolina.
Right.
It looks like Vanderbilt's got the quarterback that's going to be a first-round pick. Now, I realize he's most likely not because he's coming back next year. He's all-time quarterback at Vanderbilt. But if Sellers can't get it going, I'm heavily concerned with what is going to happen. And this has got to be the biggest game of Sellers' career, I think, here. Because, buddy, I'm a little afraid of what's going to happen if we drop this one. You know what? Yeah. Meanwhile, I think Vanderbilt, we can kick down the damn door, Shane, and announce ourselves as an SEC contender. And yes, I said that right. SEC contender. If you go on the road and beat number 11,
yeah,
you're not going to like run the table, but hell, you could play with anybody. You know what?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And honestly, maybe it's the walking is why I'm so scared of this thing, because I can't afford Vanderbilt to win too many games this year. But based off, you know, the first 2 weeks, and again, we overreact. We'll kind of get this ship correct by week 3, week 4. But this is where we're starting to get in those games where we truly gauge how good or bad a football team is.
Right, right. So I say all that to say, Shane, 17 in a row. That sounds pretty good to me, doesn't it, Shane?
Yeah.
Give me 17 times the average South Carolina fan curses Beamer on Twitter Saturday night. Vanderbilt's winning it, breaking the streak. Vanderbilt 28, South Carolina 24. And I don't even know if Carolina can get to 24 based on the way they're playing right now. Maybe they have 3 punt return touchdowns in this one. Vanderbilt comes away with the win. Vanderbilt's the better team this season.
Maybe I still got that sign somewhere, maybe in the garage, where you could go over there, sit on the corner, and apologize to Beamer for being an idiot, Mike.
All right, how about this one, Shay? Let's jump out of conference real quick to the epic non-conference showdown. Number 16, Texas A&M at number 8, Notre Dame. This may be the game of the week in college football, Shane. The Fighting Irish, favored by 6.5 points, over under 49.5, 7:30 Eastern, 6:30 Central on NBC. Who you got here, Shane? The luck of the Irish or them fighting Texas A&M Aggies?
Mike, I tell you right now, you asked Notre Dame. Why even show up to this one, right? I mean, that's what I kept hearing. We played these boys last year, and we put them in place. We're going to do it again this year. I'm paraphrasing basically the team meeting. I don't feel like this team is as they're not viewing Texas A&M as a ranked opponent. They aren't. They are not. There is no fear, zero fear about losing this game. The only thing I hear is we got to contain Marcel Reed. We do that, we win this game.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Mike, there's a lot more talent to contain than just Marcel Reed. He could turn around and give it to 3 running backs that can run all over you. He's got 2 wide receivers, arguably the best in the country. I feel like this is a team that nobody has talked about the first 2 weeks, but when we leave this football game and that little leprechaun's just laying there on the sideline, crying and pouting, I feel like then we can acknowledge that Elko's got something here, man. Texas A&M could be one of those teams that is dancing at the end of the season. This is a big win. A Texas A&M win that we are not used to. They're going to get on the road. They're going to head up north, and they're going to beat the shit out of the Irish. Give me lock of the week, Texas A&M 34, Notre Dame 21. Ooh. This ain't the same team, boys. This ain't the same team.
Wait, so all week the A&M fans have been begging you to lock Notre Dame?
Yeah.
And then you sit here and lock the Aggies?
I'm on fire. They're just now catching on. This
You're
is
doing the exact
thing.
Opposite of what they're asking you to do.
Well, the only thing that would skew this thing is if you lock them, so I hope to God you're not.
Yeah, look, I mean, Cousin Kyle's pissed.
What?
They don't want you locking them up. They were asking you
I'm
all week
back,
to lock
baby.
The other team.
I'm back. Trust me on this one.
Oh, buddy.
Bring him rankings up. I'm at the top of it.
No, you're tied with the Cousins.
Well, I mean, that's because they've been listening to me.
Yeah, okay. well, all right, so Notre Dame's 0-1.
Yeah.
Are they really going to be 0-2, Shane? Top six team, according to Stephen Lassen. Stephen's never wrong, except about Arch. But, I mean, this is a talented team.
Mm-hmm.
This is a team playing at home. I don't know when's the last time Notre Dame lost at home. I think it's been a while, Shane, since Notre Dame's lost at home. I've seen a lot of Aggies, though, make that trip up to Chicago. I think we're going to get a lot of the 12th man taking over that damn field. This is a defining game, I think, Shane.
Mm-hmm.
Defining game for Mike Yoko and company. Now, is the season lost if you lose it? No, but you're going to be written off. You really will. You'll be, you know, same old A&M.
Yeah.
Maybe you could be like a B-class team. And it just, I'm talking this season. I'm not talking all time. But you need these wins. Remember Georgia under Kirby? This was like the one that spurred that program.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was year two. Yeah, they went up to Notre Dame and won it. And, you know, just gets that belief set in that it's a new era. It ain't the Mark Richt era. It's the Kirby Smart era. Mike Elko needs to do the same thing. So there's a lot of pressure, I think, on Mike Elko and the Maggies. I think they have just as much, if not more, talent than Notre Dame.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a little concerned, though, about Texas A&M's defense. After 2 weeks of play, you know, I thought, when we got Coach Elko, I thought we were going to get this dominant defense. It's not been dominant, not this season, particularly against the run. So, and what's Notre Dame? They got a first-year quarterback. They got an All-American running back. So a little bit concerned about this one. I ain't going to lie, Shane. Marcel Reed's look like $1 million. They're telling us he's Joe Montana 2.0. He better be, Shane, because I think you're underrating Notre Dame. I think they're very good. They got outclassed by Miami.
Yeah.
But they never gave up in that game, Shane, and they could have easily given up. So I say all that, Shane, to say, give me them Aggies. Come on, you already know it. Give me Texas A&M 33, Notre Dame 30. I think it's a lot high-scoring game because, again, not totally bought in on A&M's defense yet. I know Cassius Howell's amazing.
Yeah.
If he gets three sacks and three plays again, I'll never pick another team to score 30 on him again. But you know, we need a more complete A&M defense. York is one of the best linebackers. I need to see it. That, you know, they got to see it against the Fighting Irish this week. No excuse. We're in the SEC. Time to eliminate Notre Dame from playoff contention in their second game of the season. How brilliant would that be if they could get that done? But A&M, put them in the top 10 if they win this game. You know what?
The Reaper.
Look at that little Irish. That Irish guy kind of looks like you.
Oh, man. It's not. I was not anticipating you to go with this one. I really felt like you'd go Notre Dame. So, again, we've got a little bit of the double cursing cousin going on here. And I'm not a fan of that. I know, but I really was hoping you'd go Notre Dame. But, hey, you may be right. This may be your week, Mike.
Yeah. Well, I know whose week it always is, Shane.
Who's that? Free Durden?
Yeah. Free Durden. Free Durden. We appreciate you, buddy. Welcome
to the family.
Yeah. He showed up just in time, didn't
cousins,
he, Shane?
Cousins are, I think they're fine with this, right? I think they're fine. Yeah. But as long as Notre Dame loses, we all win. That's it. I just, and I want to get, I just want to end that storyline, that little fun. It seems like Notre Dame's always, we're talking about them at the end of the year, and it's just wasted words for them to lose in the playoff. So,
Well,
of course they beat Georgia, but whatever.
Speaking of Georgia, game of the week in the country, Shane, number 6, Georgia on the road at number 15, Tennessee. Georgia favored by 3.5 points, over under 49.5, 3:30 Eastern, 2:30 Central on ABC. Georgia's won 8 in a row over them Vols, Shane. Who do you got winning? Kirby Smart, Josh Heupel, game of the year. Up to this point.
This is a big one, Mike. This is an absolute big game. And I think about all the Tennessee-Georgia matches here lately, especially. What is it, last 8 years, 7 years, something like that? Uh-huh. I mean, they haven't just beat us. They have beat the shit out of us, and it's been embarrassing. Even our best team, we felt like at 22, we're going to go down there in Athens and have a prayer. Hell no, we didn't get one. But now we're watching Georgia struggle against Austin Peay. We're watching Georgia have a tough time getting offenses going. This doesn't look like the same Bulldogs, Mike. And then the Tennessee Vols, the one that everybody was shitting on in the offseason, they come out against Syracuse and ETSU, and they just look flawless. Look at them, Mike. You just feel like this should be Tennessee by a landslide, right? I mean, I know I do. As a Tennessee homer, I'm looking here, I'm like, it's like something that sounds too good to be true. You know, it usually is. Like you're buying this car. You see it on a marketplace. You're like, how's this thing only $1? You know, because it's a scam. That's what it feels like. It feels like Kirby Smart is doing this on purpose. He's down there with them Georgia Bulldogs, and he's going to release them on the Tennessee Vols. That's what you're expecting. Not this year, my friend. This is a different Tennessee team. It's a different Georgia team. And I see all that media out there saying, hey, I think Tennessee will be a fun pick, but I'm going Bulldogs. Not so fast, my friend. This is the year Tennessee Vols get them. Give me Tennessee 31, Georgia 24. Make it loud. Make it proud. Tennessee getting a big win. Big win since 2008. I don't know what year it was, but it's been a long time. So I'm looking forward to it. And I may be wrong, but I'm telling you, Mike, it just feels like the stars are lined up.
31 on Georgia?
Hell yeah. Just ain't Kirby's. He ain't got the same defense. It ain't the same defense.
Okay. I'll tell you what. Yeah, if Tennessee scores 31 points,
yeah,
they will win this game. Hell, they may whoop Georgia's ass. You know what?
Yeah.
but I don't know, Shane. I don't know. This is I don't recall Tennessee ever scoring 31 on a Kirby defense. So that's got me really concerned for this matchup. Tennessee's banged up. You know, you said a lot of nice things there. You didn't mention starting corners are at both of them are out. Yeah. Jackson Moy, one of our best defensive linemen, he's out. David Sanders, 5-star true freshman. He hasn't suited up yet. Is he going to suit up in this game? It's kind of looking doubtful.
Yeah.
I don't know. Injuries favor Georgia, Shane. I'll tell you what's going to dictate this game, though, I think. First downs. I think first downs are going to be critical, both sides of the football, in this game. Because you want to keep Joey Aguilar. Third and long against Georgia's pass rush. I know Tennessee's offensive line has looked good, particularly run blocking. But they've not been tested in the pass blocking, truly. I don't think Syracuse is a good judge. Georgia's the ultimate judge. If you're in third and longs all day, you're going to get smoked here.
Yeah.
Same deal, I think, with Georgia. You got to win first down when you got the football because we got to keep it third and medium, third and short for old Gunner.
Right. Because
I think if Gunner, if you ask him to beat Tennessee, I know Tennessee's down some corners, but if you're asking him to consistently beat Tennessee on third and long, I don't think he can do it. I really don't. So that I think that'll be critical to this football game. Man, it's going to be rocking. Checker, Nealon, Shane, College Game Day, Pat McAfee, all the glory. I mean, I can't even remember the last time Josh Heupel lost at home. I think it was Georgia 2 years ago. Shit, it was a bad example. But Tennessee doesn't lose at home, Shane. You know it. We know it. Checker kneeling. Go Vols. Lock of the week. Georgia 27. Tennessee 14. Georgia's going to kick their ass. Come on. You already know. Georgia's going to make it 9 in a row. Lock of the week.
I like this one here. If Tennessee scores 31, Mike has to get a Kirby haircut. I tell you what, if Tennessee loses this game, I'll find a Kirby wig and I'll wear it on Sunday's show. It ain't happening. Give me them Vols, baby.
Kirby wig. Where are you going to get that?
I don't know. I'm sure some dumb store will carry it.
I have been noticing the Halloween stores are popping up.
Yeah, they're
just
back.
Just get that Dumb and Dumber haircut. Yeah. You know what?
That's what I'll wear. I'll wear the Kirby. I'll find it. There's one of them Halloween stores at Pigeon Forge. I'll swing in and find one.
So how confident are you in this Tennessee win?
Oh, I'm confident. I've never been more confident. In fact, I almost went to this game, Mike. I said, you know what, the hell with it. I want to be there. I want to be there when this happens, you know. Mm-hmm. See the game day, go to the tailgates, maybe get kicked out at the end, you know, from police escort, something like that. But I thought about doing it, but I feel like the cousins need to be a part of it. So Saturday, what I've decided to do is this is going to be the game we watch. This is the game I'm going to get drunk, and it may be a great game. It may be a bad one, but you guys are going to see the emotional roller coaster of a Tennessee-Georgia matchup.
Could it be Shane crying on a live screen?
No. Okay. Well, maybe because I'm so happy, you know? It's like watching your kid walk for the first time.
Hey, shout out. Here's an update from our buddy Liquid, Shane.
Yeah.
Liquid's week 3 predictions. Again, he's our celebrity cousin picks. Liquid's got Georgia 45, Tennessee 27, beat down. Good night. The meltdown would be epic. Texas A&M beating Notre Dame 27-21. Liquid likes Ole Miss to beat Arkansas 28-17. South Carolina getting a win over Vanderbilt 35-27. LSU beating his Florida Gators 24-21. Bama rolling over Wisconsin 42-23. Texas beating UTEP 65-6. Oklahoma beating Temple 48-6. Missouri beating Louisiana. Can't see the score, Shane, 45-3. Oh. Mississippi State, 55. Alcorn, 3. Auburn, 45. South Alabama, 10. And Kentucky, look at that Kentucky score, Shane, 13-10 over Eastern Michigan. Picks courtesy of the legend Liquid.
Damn, Liquid. How bad did it hurt to write 24-21 in that one? You know, I've been there. We just want to keep it close. Keep it competitive, you know? Oh,
that's as Honda Moore sound as a close loss, you know?
Oh, man, have they fallen. Liquid, I laugh now, but you know damn well there's going to be a time where on this podcast we're going to be talking about how great Florida is, and you're going to remind me of these jokes I threw out 5 years ago.
All right, Shane, so last thing I always like to ask you, if the game play out the way you predicted, what's the biggest storylines in the SEC come Sunday?
Great question. Best Tennessee team since Hendon Hooker, you know? I think that may be one of them. I mean, obviously knocking off Georgia is going to be a big one, in my opinion. But don't sleep on Arkansas upset, you know, Lane Kiffin. Losing one, I think that could also be one. Maybe a little more talk about how great Taylen Green really is, because a lot of people gave a shit. Every quarterback list that's come out, and you got Taylen Green, they're just like, what the hell? You know, and then they've not even watched an Arkansas game. A healthy Taylen Green right now, I mean, he's playing out of his damn mind. And if he continues that and he beats Ole Miss, I feel like that could also be a storyline. Maybe we get him in that Heisman talk.
Right, and again, if Arkansas wins, we're going to shout out Mike Washington, I think, is a big, maybe the most underrated running back in the Southeastern Conference. Remember that name? I think the storyline will be Diego Pavia and him and Vanderbilt, just how far they've come. Because remember, I got Vanderbilt winning, going in to South Carolina. I think that's going to be a huge, huge storyline. And A&M. A&M has arrived, I think, is the story. I think you overlooked that one, Shane. If they go to Notre Dame and whoop their ass, and even if they win, hell, win by 1 point. It doesn't matter how many you win by. If you win, I think the story is A&M finally is realizing that massive potential. If they lose, they're just same old 8-4. They'll probably go 8-4. I mean, the jokes aside, they probably will if they lose this damn game. So that's the difference, I think, perhaps, of making the college football playoff and not. It'd be great for the SEC, eliminate Notre Dame's ass, potentially get another SEC team in there. So those are the storylines, I think. And Georgia was just carpet bag in our ass first 2 weeks.
Yeah, that's what I'm afraid of, man. I ain't gonna lie. I mean, it's fun to talk about how bad Georgia could be, even though you know how bad good Georgia can be.
Right.
And they do. Kirby does get up for these games. I'm not blind to that. I feel like they are in a good spot, but they too are trying to. I'm just not used to Georgia working out kinks this far into the season. It feels like they've already a finished product, and I'm not. I don't think we're completely settled on that offensive side, and there may be. I mean, this could be a freaking awesome. There's gonna be a lot of awesome games Saturday, man.
Yeah, I also, I think one you overlook too, if it plays out the way you said.
Yeah.
Fire Mike Bobo. I mean. Yeah. That's what they're going to be saying. You know what?
Yeah, I believe so. Absolutely. maybe Billy will let someone else call plays too. You know, he maybe won't be so adamant. I guess one of the intriguing storylines could be that LSU. It's so funny. I feel like we're not talking about it near enough, but this could be an opportunity for Florida to get back in conversation. You know, if they can go to Death Valley at night and whoop up on the LSU Tigers and DJ do it just like he did last year. I feel like, that would buy hell. They may give Billy an extension before he makes it back to Gainesville after that one.
Yeah, no doubt. Hey, shout out Johnny Uto.
Hell yeah.
For Mike's Floby. So he can have a full Kirby Dumb haircut experience. David Chambers, bourbon bet Shane on the Ole Miss game?
Bourbon bet on the Ole Miss game. See, I'm not too – I mean, this was that Morristown Honda? Pretty sure it was. Let's see. I bet we could do something, right?
We can have Tennessee Legends send them on.
Yeah. Let me think about that. Maybe I'll come up with something tomorrow on SEC Hangover 7:30 tomorrow. Be sure to check it out.
Oh, hey, one last thing.
Yeah.
I saw this, and this is not me saying it, but very reliable. Pete Nankos on three.
Yeah.
Have you heard this, the hot rumor? For Florida?
No. Don't leave us hanging.
Apparently, they've already targeted the next coach.
Really?
And who do you think it is? If you had to take a wild guess, and I'll just give you a hint. There's always job speculation around him.
John Gruden?
Lane Kiffin. Again, how's that going to disrupt Ole Miss again this week? Yeah. He's already got his eyes on the next job. Of course, they were saying the same damn thing about 12 months ago, and it didn't work out. But, again, that's Pete Nankos reporting. Florida's already targeting Lane Kiffin to replace Billy Napier.
Yeah. I mean, he's supposed to be at Auburn right now, too. So I don't know.
Turned that one down.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not buying any more Lane Kiffin talk until I see something in writing. Mm. Period. I mean, it's fun. It's fun to say Lane Kiffin. It's fun to say John Gruden. I don't know. I just don't know. It's for me, it's the money, too. Do you think Lane Kiffin would take a pay cut to go to Florida? Being honest?
I mean, probably not, but why would he have to take a pay cut? I don't understand that.
Well, it's just the money. I mean, we're talking buyout and hiring Lane Kiffin. That's a lot of money for them Florida Gators. I'm not saying it can't happen, but
here's the deal, Shane, with these coaches.
Yeah.
They want to win.
Right.
Can you win national championships at Ole Miss?
Hell yeah.
since the last 50 years? Where's the evidence of that?
Last season. Did they make the playoffs? A couple plays away from making the
playoffs. Can you win a national championship at Florida? I mean, I'm telling you, that's what he's going to look at.
Yeah.
So we'll see if he believes that or not.
You don't think maybe he, I don't know, made a mistake like that before and went to USC?
Well, maybe he's just trying to get another pay bump.
Okay.
From Ole Miss, yeah. You know?
But. I feel like this may be a cash grab, in my opinion, man. You know, usually when names get floated around like that, it's that old Mike Gundy approach, you know? Get me paid.
He should just grow a mullet and get it over with.
Yeah, just get it over with already.
All right, hey, yeah, you may have already won me over on that, but anything else before we hop off here, Shane?
No, again, just remember, be on tomorrow, 7:30. We're going to talk a little. I don't know what we're going to talk. You know, this one here, I think we're just going to.
Lane Kiffin.
We're going to talk Lane Kiffin for 30 minutes, you know? I'm going to read you a book. No, I'm going to get you 30 minutes closer to kickoff. We're going to talk a little bit more about the games. I've got a few more lighter side of the SEC that we'll be posting. I look forward to seeing everybody there bright and early. And if you can't make it, that's all right. It is recorded. You remember them old times you had to put the tape in? You ain't got to do that no more. YouTube, you just pop on there, give me a thumb. Hey, just pop on there, give me a thumbs up, and get the hell out of there. You know, yeah, that's all I'm asking. I appreciate you guys doing it. We are going to get together Saturday and watch the Tennessee-Georgia upset, so that one's going to be awesome. And
Georgia upset.
JP, my man, I appreciate you putting in the work. Got today's shout-outs together. Daniel Dooley, Michael Dunlap, Cousin JR, Dakota VFL, Liquid Flames, Jerry Withrow, Stephen Up, Cousin Rick, Brandon Norwood, Austin Wayne, Brandon McLever, Crazy Cheese, Okie Dre, BS, Frank, Mario Pandolfo, I messed that up, David Chambers, James, Cole Tipton, Derek Henry, and Ben Helms. And thank you so much for everything that you guys have done to help this show run, and I appreciate JP again for putting that together for us.
Yes, and JP, maybe add how to say these names for Shane next time, you know? All right, that's going to do it, Shane. On this episode,
Lane Kiffin,
he's called me, he said, shut up about me leaving. But that's going to do it. We'll catch you on the next one.
All right, see you guys. Go Vols.
Hey, buddy, this beer's for you, Mike, and Cousin Shane. That SEC podcast loves the pirate, and the pirate loves that SEC podcast. Hail State.